Joined right now by a former NFL player, 7 years in the NFL. He is an NFL analyst. He is host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Such a good friend of the program. He appears courtesy of My Front Page Story. Ross, good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, I am fantastic, and I appreciate you mentioning that. Literally this week, we had two people order Mother's Day stories from MyFrontPageStory.com who said they heard about it on the Jim Rome show. I don't think I've been on with you for like 3 weeks, man. So you, your advertisers, I hope they realize how you stick in people's mind, because it's been like 3 or 4 weeks and still we got people ordering stories for their moms for Mother's Day from MyFrontPageStory.com. So I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate you saying that, Ross, and I love hearing that. So really quickly, for those who do not know, what is MyFrontPage?
So basically right now, it's probably the best social distancing gift I can ever imagine, right? A lot of people can't even go visit their moms. You talk to a writer for 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes about your mom. If you have siblings, they can do it as well. Maybe you just get one for your wife, and then they write the most unbelievable story. Looks like it's on the cover of a newspaper. They send it to them, framed, everything. I posted one on Facebook. I got from my mom, my sister, and I did last year. The two things, Jim, is like, number one, to say to somebody, hey, I want to do something different for you this year, mom, something special. So I had a story written about you. It's just really, really unique. And then, like, when my mom read the quotes from my sister saying I wouldn't be the woman I am today if it weren't for my mom, she just started bawling. I mean, she started crying right away. So highly encourage people to check it out over at MyFrontPageStory.com. Best Mother's Day gift ever.
I encourage you to. People absolutely love the product. Ross Tucker joins us. All right, Ross, you were part of the Eagles coverage of the draft last night. Let me start right there. What was the entire experience like for you?
Well, first of all, I love working for the Eagles in any capacity, but it was interesting, wasn't it, that the first 10 picks or so were so chalky? I mean, there weren't any trades. There wasn't anything that was really a big surprise. I think a lot of us were surprised that there wasn't more movement with all the talk that had led up to it. But if you're asking from a technical standpoint, you know, I'm hooked up here in my detached garage. It was awesome to sit here, and then you know, you're allowed to go live on these team websites, PhiladelphiaEagles.com, for 15 minutes after the pick. So as soon as they picked Jalen Reagor, boom, we went live right away. And what's funny, Jim, is I'm live, and all my buddies are Eagles fans, right? Like, I grew up outside of Philadelphia. So my phone is blowing up, and they're either criticizing the pick or making fun of my hair. They were alternating back and forth on my text while I'm trying to be live on the air.
Ross Tucker joining us, right? And they're still doing it right now, Ross. I can hear that phone buzzing. Dude, you might dial that notification down a little bit. That thing is loud. So what about the pick itself? What do you make of the selection of Jalen Reagor from TCU and, Ross, the explosiveness that he can bring to an offense?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, they clearly wanted a guy, Jim, that had speed, and that's exactly what they got in Reagor. He'll be very helpful, punt returns, kick returns, but the guy's electric. Let's put it this way, Jim. He ran a 4.47 40 at the combine, and the big thing everybody said was they were so surprised it was that slow. Think about how good of a sign that is for you. Can you imagine running a 4.4? Everybody's like, wow, I can't believe it was that slow. He looks so much faster on tape. He is the second fastest guy on video in the draft behind Henry Ruggs. Like, when you just watch him play, people thought he would run a 4.3. The other thing is, you know, my buddies are all mad because they didn't take Justin Jefferson or whatever. The point I make to them is, you know, the Eagles actually made that decision from a position of strength, right? It wasn't like Justin Jefferson and Kenneth Murray and these guys all got drafted ahead of the Eagles, and that Reagor was just like the leftovers that they just took. They could have taken Jefferson or Kenneth Murray or Patrick Queen or whoever these guys wanted. They chose Reagor. Now, only time will tell whether or not it was a good selection, But they did it from a position of strength and a position of choices, as opposed to just taking the last guy left on the list.
I agree, Ross. Like, time will tell. That's why I don't rush in to grade these things. But I can't take my eyes off the guy. I mean, no, he's not a huge guy, but, man, he is explosive. Every time he touches the ball, he's a threat to house it. Now, what about Ruggs, who you mentioned? How surprised were you to see Ruggs as the first receiver off the board?
I was surprised. You know, there have been some rumblings about that. But nobody thought he was a better player that I had heard, really, than Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb. But they did mention the speed. And let's not forget a few things. One, this is the Raiders, after all. Al Davis's longtime franchise. John Gruden loves the speed and covets that. They're also in the same division as the Chiefs. So they just saw what happens when you have Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, Sammy Watkins, and they wanted some of that, and they needed some of that. So I'm okay with it. You know, the thing about whether it's Ruggs or Rager, Jim, and I know you know this, but for the listeners, even if they don't become great players or highly productive, are you going to leave your corner man-to-man over there, or are you going to put a safety help over the top? Because when you have speed like that, the one thing every defensive coordinator will tell you is they don't want to get beat deep. They don't want to get beat over the top. It's the worst feeling in football. And so are you really going to trust your corner against guys that run 4-2, 4-3? That's a pretty big risk.
Great point. Ross Tucker joining us. Now, Ross, as somebody who played on the line, how much do you like the Panthers taking a very large defensive lineman in Derrick Brown?
I love Derrick Brown. You know, the one concern about him, people thought, is he effective enough as an interior rusher? Because everybody wants Aaron Donald now, and so much of the game we know is passing and obvious passing downs. The question is whether or not he'll be effective in that role. I think he will. I mean, you watch like the LSU and the Alabama games. I thought he was the best player on the field. He totally dominated. He would have been a second-round pick, maybe even late first-round pick last year. He came back to school, and what I love about him, Jim, is his motor. There are some highlights out there that you and the listeners can check out where he is chasing people down sideline to sideline. I have found, as an interior offensive lineman, that if you get a talented D-tackle who really has a motor, boy, you really got something, and I had problems. A lot of times those guys were lazy. A lot of times those guys would play when they wanted to play. They're 320-pound freak shows that, you know, they would take some plays off. I didn't see that from Brown. His motor runs hot.
Ross Tucker is joining us. All right, Ross, so what about this? You've had some time to think about this. You've slept on this. You've woke up. You've thought some more about it. What do you make of the Packers drafting Jordan Love and moving up to draft Jordan Love?
Yeah, I hate it, Jim. I absolutely hate it. And I get the big picture. I've told you this before, I really wouldn't want to be a coach, but the front office has always intrigued me. I totally understand that you are charged with the long-term success and prosperity of the franchise. I get it. But things have changed a lot. Everybody's comparing it to the Aaron Rodgers selection back in 2005. But I tweeted this at Ross Tucker NFL. There's a lot of differences. I mean, number one, okay, they traded up. They didn't just sit there and have him fall into their lap. They traded up to get Jordan Love. Number two, Brett Favre talked about retirement all the time. Aaron Rodgers never does. Aaron Rodgers says he wants to play into his 40s. Number three, Rodgers is 36. You know, unlike Favre, when back then we thought, man, once a quarterback gets to their late 30s, they might be done. Now we know with Breeze and Brady, you can play into your 40s. So Rodgers can easily play the next 4 years, the last 4 years of his deal. The other things that are different, too, is the contract is so different now that the value of drafting a rookie quarterback is playing the guy. It's actually having him out there while he's on his rookie contract. I don't foresee that for the next year or two, but they have to decide on his fifth-year option after his third year. So I don't really foresee a scenario, unless Rodgers plays out of his mind, that the Packers don't start Jordan Love in 2022 and have to trade Aaron Rodgers at some point over the next 2 years. I mean, that's what they're going to do. And if you think about it, Jim, they let Blake Martinez go in free agency and Brian Bulaga in free agency. They replaced them with Ricky Wagner, who got cut by the Lions, and Christian Kirksey, who got cut by the Browns. That means they're playing the compensatory pick game. That means they're trying to get third and fourth round picks in 2021. Those players, by the way, probably won't really help you till 2022. Seems to me like Gutekunst, the GM, and Matt LaFleur, they realize 13-3 in their first year has bought them a couple years, and it's like they're already gearing up to try to have success in 2022 and beyond, because they know with Rodgers they'll win enough games the next couple years that they won't get fired. It's almost like they're planning for after that so they can get their contract extensions and be there for 10 years.
Ross, there is so much fascinating information in that response. Bottom line then, I mean, we see Tom Brady in Tampa laying it out the way you did and them selecting Love when they did. Does that mean Packer fan should prepare themselves to see Aaron Rodgers playing for somebody else within the next 2 years?
Without any question. And listen, Rodgers is a guy that is a little thin-skinned. I mean, there's no other way around it. It's commonly known around league circles. He hears criticism of him. He doesn't talk to some media members that criticize him. I mean, he's that guy, and that's okay. You know, maybe I would have been like that too if I were in that position. But he's got to be furious. He wants to go back to the Super Bowl a second time desperately. And the Packers aren't making any moves this offseason to make that happen. And there's one other thing that's important here, which is that I don't think Jordan Love's very good. I called a couple games for CBS Sports Network, obviously where you are, Jim, last year. And I called them the week after a team played Utah State, Wake Forest and Air Force. Wake Forest, he threw three picks. The Wake Forest kids dropped three or four more. He could have had a 5, 6, 7 interception game. Then I called the Army Air Force game for CBS Sports Network. The week before, Air Force played Utah State. Utah State scored 7 points. 7 points against Air Force, who not only don't have anybody that will get drafted on defense, they don't have anybody that's even a pro prospect on defense. And he scored 7 points. I think it's a huge risk. And I guess the only part of it that makes sense is he's really physically gifted, and they'll probably sit him for 2 years behind Rodgers, watch what Rodgers does, and then they think that he can be ready by 2022.
Ross Tucker joining us. Follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Remember, Mother's Day is coming up. Check out my front page story, too. Ross, you are the best. Nobody better. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Ross Tucker is so good.